It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How's it going there, Josh?
Oh, it's going all right. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I couldn't remember if I did very much, so I must not have done very much.
You know, I remember I had a nap both on Saturday and Sunday. So
yeah, I ate some Klub, you know, from Minnesota Valley. That was good. That's probably the highlight of my weekend there. So
what's not to like about dumplings, ham, and butter?
Yeah, and some carrots along with it.
Yeah.
And a cookie and some coleslaw.
So,
yeah, good job by Minnesota Valley on their drive-through Klub. Klubing. Drive-through Klubing. How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5 Herbert Norman Meyer. Herb was born on June 1st, 1921 in Holstein, Iowa, and passed away on May 15th, 2013 in St. Cloud. He was one of the first World War II veterans I worked with as a CVSO. He entered active duty in the United States Army on November 14th, 1942 in Fort Snelling. Honorably discharged a little over 3 years later on November 20th, 1945 at Camp Grant, Illinois. He was a light truck driver, participated in battles in northern France, the Rhineland, and Central Europe. He earned the Expert Infantryman's Badge, the Combat Infantryman's Badge, Driver and Mechanics Badge, American Campaign Medal, European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal with 3 Bronze Service Stars, Good Conduct Medal, the World War II Victory Medal. He was an expert with the M1 Carbine, and he was a sharpshooter with the M1 Garand Rifle. So thank you, Herb, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the subject at hand here. Apparently, the Veterans Trust in the VA has hit a record high. What's good?
Yeah, the Department of Veterans Affairs put out a news release on April 6th from the Veterans Experience Office announcing 82% of responding veterans trust the VA when it comes to their health care and benefits. Overall trust in Department of Veterans Affairs has reached an all-time high in the first quarter of fiscal year 2026. 82% of veterans who use VA services, including health care, benefits, burials, memorials, reported that they trust VA to fulfill the nation's commitment to them. Additionally, trust in VA outpatient health care is also rising, with a 93.6% of veterans reporting they trust VA with their health care needs. I always tell veterans that come in my office, I said, if I didn't think I was getting good care by the VA, I wouldn't have this job. You know, they've been very good to me, and I've heard that from several other veterans. So Veterans First isn't just a slogan, it's a promise. It starts with listening, according to Secretary Doug Collins. Reflects VA's ongoing effort to engage directly with veterans about their experiences by gathering their feedback to improve services. Here's what some of the veterans are saying about their experience. The quarterly VA trust survey measures the overall ease, effectiveness, and emotional resonance experienced by veterans. This quarter hit record highs. 77.3% of veterans said it was easy to get the care and services they needed. 81.4% said they got the care of services they needed. 79.5% said they felt like a valued customer when interacting with VA. Veterans feedback is essential for improving services across VA. Since the May of 2016, VA has sent nearly 124 million digital surveys and received more than 17.8 million responses. That's pretty typical. You only get back about 10 to 15% of responses when you send out a mass survey. It was one thing I learned while in college. Including 6.1 million free text comments where veterans describe their experiences in their own words. These comments provide valuable insights to veterans' experiences, helping VA understand what's working well and what needs their attention. How VA served veterans this quarter. Over 4.8 million veterans receive VA health care, totaling more than 29 million clinical encounters, including 9.2 million in-person appointments, 7.4 million telehealth or telephone appointments, 14.5 million calls were answered across VA contact centers. Veterans Crisis Line reached 292,000 calls, 988, press 1. Over 45,000 calls were made by the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans, 750,000 disability and pension claims, over 1 million education and supplemental claims, almost 171,000 home loan guarantees were processed. Staggering numbers.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I believe there's, what, about 20 million veterans in the country, and only just under half of them are enrolled in VA healthcare services. Last I looked at the stats for Lacapal County, 69% of the veterans in the county are utilizing their benefits, whether it be healthcare or disability comp or pension or education, whatever. And at that point in time, that was the highest percentage in the state. 69% of veterans in the county. So that's kind of a number I'm pretty proud of. So
you should be, yes.
Yeah. Need support or want to explore VA benefits, you can go to va.gov, download the VA Welcome Kit or va.gov/welcome-kit. You call 1-800-MY-VA-411 anytime, day or night. You can contact my office, too. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
And that number is?
You had it out for me. You're
I
so nice.
I did it right out for it.
Thank you. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838. We're on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, contact our office, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
How's it looking for this week? You'll be in the office?
I have an appointment out of town Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
I got to get some work done. So.
Other than that, you're hanging around the home front this week.
Yes, I should be in the office. The second or kind of meetings heavy this week, but I'm around. Better to call 598-3445 just to make sure I'll be around when you come see me. So,
all right, sounds good. Well, thank you, Josh. Appreciate the info.
Sounds good, and we will see you next week.
Next Monday morning. Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, with us on another edition of Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.